today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you recall the first time you were asked, "What do you think about yourself?" Do you recall your answer? What would you say if you were asked that question today? Life will provide opportunities for you to consider the question. When you consider some of the things you've been through, how do you see yourself in relationship to the obstacle? Do you see yourself bigger than the problem you faced? Did you see yourself smaller than the problem you face? Does the issue you're dealing with today seem bigger than you? Can you handle it? Will you win? God has given you everything you need to defeat the enemy, the obstacles, the concerns, and the hurdles in life. You currently have what you need to accomplish God's desired will for your life. Each time, you'll be challenged to consider how you will do. I have encountered a lot in my life, and each time I had to consider the question, how do you see yourself? How you see yourself will determine if you will be victorious or not. Most people see themselves through the lens of the outcome of their greatest test. If they won, they consider themselves to be a winner. If they lost, they consider themselves to be defeated. You must remember, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn, but you never lose. You must see yourself bigger, stronger, smarter, faster, and more than a conqueror. There's nothing in life that you cannot face with your eyes set on victory. The key to your victory is how you see yourself. In Numbers chapter 13, verses 31 through 33, it is written, "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.' And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, 'The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours the inhabitants, and all the people we saw in it were men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.' Two reports were given, one bad and one good. The people had to make a decision based on the reports the spies brought back. Based on the reports you've received, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a grasshopper or a king or a queen? Do you see yourself as defeated or undefeated? Do you see yourself as a victim or victorious? Caleb saw himself well able to overcome the people of the land. Caleb saw himself through the lens of the God of Israel, more than able. How do you see yourself? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.